Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Melinda Emerson is our guest, great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Fix Your Business. She is a small biz lady. Small Biz Chat is her live chat on Twitter, and you can find her just about everywhere. Melinda, thanks again for being here. Melinda, this is Black History Month, and I know you're doing some work on this. You're talking to some folks about this, and as my audience knows, we do quite a bit of interviews. Of course, a lot of my Brain Trust, many of my Brain Trust members are Black, and we never talk about anything but just business when they're here. But in February, we do talk about a few other things. Like some of the issues, some of the challenges, some of the opportunities for Black people in the economy. What are your thoughts?
Well, I believe that now is a great time to start a business, but it is harder for people of color. And, you know, I've been in business 20 years, Jim, and listen, nobody gave me anything. I had to go make an opportunity for myself. And that's as true today as it has been at any time. But I think that, you know, at the end of the day, people do business with people that they like, know, and trust. So if you don't have a network that includes, you know, a brother, a cousin that's, you know, general counsel at a major corporation or something, you just are not going to have access to certain opportunities, and you certainly are not going to have access to capital. And so, you know, all of these things are connected in terms of how we scale, you know, businesses of color.
Well, you're exactly right. I do think that one thing that you have to do is, even though I do believe there are some forces that are more against a Black business owner than it would be a white business owner, I do think that one thing that a Black business owner needs to do is act like that doesn't exist. Just refuse.
Well,
number one, refuse to let it get them, but also refuse to have that be in your attitude at all. What do you think?
I think that's true. You know, certainly as the small biz lady, I've always called myself America's number one small business expert. I'm not America's number one Black small business expert, right? So I have never walked around and wrote articles about how to be a successful Black business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I write articles
right.
about how to be successful
you're making my
in
point.
Business. However, you know, there's pictures of me all over the internet, so you know people know.
And thank goodness too, because
a
beautiful face it is.
Well, thank you. But my point is that it people do want to define you. I mean, I can remember when I first got started as the small biz lady 10 years ago. You know, there were people who thought I only wanted to talk to people of color, or I only wanted to talk to women. It's like, no, you know,
right.
I want to talk to anybody that wants to know how to make money.
But let me tell you something. Let me ask you this question. How many times have you gotten rejected in the last 20 years? How many times were you told no? How many times were you disrespected? Guess what, Melinda? I know that happened many times, and that didn't define you. Guess what? Every day that was happening to you, that was happening to me too.
Sure.
I've been disrespected. I've been passed over. I've been told no. I've been treated unfairly. But neither one of us allowed that to define us. We didn't take it personally. We just said it's the marketplace, and I'm going to go get mine.
Well, we did do that, but for a lot of people, they get discouraged a lot more easily. You know, I was raised by parents who raised me to survive in this big, bad world out here. But other people, they get knocked down quicker.
Some people have a tougher start, don't they? And I agree. How do we help those people? People who have a tougher start.
Well, I think mentorship has a lot to do with it. It's about mentorship. It's about sponsorship. It's about getting in the right rooms, sitting down at the right tables. And I do think things are starting to change a little bit. I mean, you do see now some venture capital firms and stuff out here specifically looking for minority and women entrepreneurs to fund, which is still, you know, a minuscule.
I worry about that, though, Melinda, because you and I both know the best capital comes from a customer.
It does, but
I worry about people who have.
If you're really trying to scale a big business, though, you need money.
But I worry about people of any color who before they have customers, they're looking for funding. You know what? I worry about that because if the dogs will eat the dog food, it doesn't matter how much funding you get.
Yeah, but you can only grow a business so much if you're growing it off of customer revenue.
If you have customers, you're right. But you and I both know people who've never had a customer, and you say, you know, how are you doing? Where are you now? And they say, I'm looking for funding.
Well, there's a bunch of people out here who don't know how to run a business that just have a meager idea looking for funding. I agree. And a bunch of them waste their time. But some of them get funded, and some of them have no right to get funded. And a lot of it has to do with the network, where you went to business school. If you went to business school with the people giving out the money, they might give it to you, you know. But I do think that at the end of the day, Jim, the world is still waiting on a better mousetrap, and they don't care who builds the mousetrap.
I agree with that 100%.
I mean, and I believe that if you, you know, the world will be the path to your door if you build a better mousetrap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hide behind being a woman, being an African-American woman, because I do not think that defines me. I think it's one of the
and
cool aspects of
it. And making it look good while she does it, too, ladies and gentlemen. Linda, I need your website, please.
It's succeedisyourownboss.com, but, you know, if you can't remember any of that, all you got to do is Google Small Biz Lady. You'll find me.
There you go. Hey, Melinda, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Melinda Emerson, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.